So we're continuing our shiurim on the Kavanos of Kaddish. We're on the Likutas Kesef, page 224, and in the PDF, page 71. We are interested here, we're discussing about the inyan of Kaddish in the Lashon HaTagum. Why was it in Tagum? We said in the last year, because the Kali are maving in the Kaddish when it's in Lashon HaTagum as opposed to Lashon HaKodesh. They don't understand. So the reason why we want them to understand is that that's going to make them afraid and thereby not going to jump onto the Koach HaKaddish, which is an aliyah of the world of Asiya, one world to the other world, in short. Right. Now, the Kash would be a Poshta Kasha from Rav Meir Papir. She asked the following Poshta Kasha. He says, the Matzina Shesh B'Kaddish B'Tevus B'Loshon HaKodesh. Kimo Yizgadav Yizgadash V'Chulu V'Chulu. Madua B'Tevus Eilu Lo Ne'morin Gam Hem B'Loshon Tagum. So the whole theory is that we want them to understand and not to be afraid of the consequences of trying to get to being yearning from the Kedusha, they hear the greatness of Hashem and the power of Hashem. So why are we telling, why is the Lashon, in some of the words in Kaddish, Lashon HaKodesh, which they will not understand? On that, the male provision is not given out, but the Ben Ish is a very nice Teretz here, with Sifro, of Yosef Chai, and he says in again, that's the reason why it's said in Loshon Targum, because the Kalim will understand. And then it's going to make them even more afraid. Why is that? Because they understand. So if already we understand and we're afraid, well, we don't understand, we should be even more afraid. That's their mentality, and therefore that's why it's said Beloshna Kodesh.
Which in that case should the whole thing be leaving?
No, because they wouldn't know what to be afraid of. So you have to give them a little, you have to give them a understanding of what the Kaddish is, and then throw in a few secret words that they think, well, this is overpowered. They wouldn't want to take a chance because we heard enough already. Then he says, "V'od kashiv, v'od hechesham. Do a neama b'loshon tago. Halo yicholim akalit aches v'le'ani g'chaz v'shon v'soyd v'satoyra." So as soon as you open it up and you have the loshon tago, which they would understand, so therefore that could give possibility for the kali to be oiches to the great Kavanos and secrets of the Torah Kedusha. And that is Miyashir, Shenitkam, the Kavanah, the Loshon Tagim, the Torah, Kapot, the Dachot, the Kalim, the Lodiam, Shirashbizia, Kva Akal, Mahem, et Soydis, the Torah Kedush, Akedusha, Sheyum, Mibinehem. So it seems to be that the Rashbi already was Urka, these particular entities of being Nechaz through the powerful Loshon. That they understand, and there's no way that they would be able to be oiches in the soydus akedusha, akedus kedusha. All right, fine. Adkan the parsha of Targum. Now we're going to discuss over here a more kabbalistic inyan. When we discuss about these kali, we keep that's a central issue over here in Kabbalah. They discuss about the kali. Where are the kali? This is a very interesting shaila. Where? Where are they? What are they? And we're going to discuss this now. This is the Claudius Digging in Lav Davka in Kaddish. So we got the bottom of the page of 224. Because of Rav Emshir, Adurush will say Loshon Kotchov. Here, Akali Hem, this is the Loshon of the Ariza. Akali Hem, says the Ariza, Kulam Nimshochim.
You've got the word Kali.
Sorry?
You've got the word Kali.
Aklipas, sorry. Hine, Aklipas, we call them Kalib for short because we don't want to say the full names like Malachim. So the word volume
clip.
Are.
Clip is it? The clip is the word clip is it actually entity as well? So
it's
not the name, is it?
Well, all I can tell you is better safe than sorry. Right. Now this is the Masorah that was given to us. This is the way the Mekubalim speak. When they're mentioning this rule, so they don't say the four word klipas, but rather I'm just saying beloshim bederech limud. But here, so they would mention it as kali, like achoraim is also not pronounced by the Mekubalim, it's acho or ach. Ach is more the lotion that they use, even though what's that? Achua just means the backside. But it's just, it's a reference to something negative, so that's so ach. That's nothing to do with the fact that people are mishan the lotion of the Arizal, for example, instead of saying yichud, zivug, that the lotion, the Arizal is malvi godish with the lotion of zivug, like come out every page, is, they say yichud. That's for different connotation, different reason for lotion noki. Lashon Noki, the Hasidim often will use that like in Pshat, instead of Beitza, to say Beya. Masechus Beya. This is a Lashon Noki. But the tiny against that is the Medim Kubalim said they're not Meshane from the Lashon of the Ariza. The Ariza used the Lashon of Zivug, they use the Lashon of Zivug. He can't be more holy than the Ariza themselves. So it wouldn't make sense that he could have used the Lashon Yichud, we would have understood the exact same thing.
But he uses the word kippah.
What?
He uses the word kippah.
No, when you write out the word. I'm saying, these are two different issues here. One's out the negative shibboleth, so you shorten things. One's b'der loshen noki. So that b'der loshen noki, that you can already put to the side because that it's not really a tiny. The Arizal didn't use that loshen of yichud, he was a loshen zivuk, so that's not really that. This is a different issue of negativity. So again, Akali hem kulam nimshoch mi yisod yud aleph sivmoni haketores shem sod ashtei asoro yireos eizim. Those were the 11 coverings of the Mishkan of the goats that they used. Asher sodam hem shnei oisios achroinos shem havaya shem vavkei shem begematia yud aleph. So let me explain to you. There's two different yonimus here, but they're both merames. The Torah is merames, two different parshas, which merames basically the same thing. So you have the Yud Al Simonim, that's one parsha, the Ketores. And they are, all will tell you, with the 11 yireos, the coverings of the Mishkan. And it's also merames tied into the last two letters of the Havaya, that guess what? Also is the gematria of Yud Aleph. So Yud Aleph is the Tzad HaShavim between these three inyonim, the Simonim, the Yireos, and the Havaya, and these all classifies. We learn from Otzot Chaim that there are various Patsufim that broke, which through these Patsufim that broke created the Metzias of Kali. Because within those Patsufim they had to break because there was an element of impurity Kaviyachol at that level already, even though with the Metzias. And they broke, and by breaking this, dislodged these impurities, and there were 11 of them. There were 11 of them altogether. Okay, and the way they're counted is you have Abba Ve'ima, that's 1 and 2. You have Yusuf Abba and Tuna, that's 3 and 4. And then you have Zah is 6 spheres, from Chesed to Yusuf, that's another 6. That's 10 altogether. And then you have Malchus, that's 11. So those are, from those 11 aspects, what we call the 11 spheres, all from those 11 spheres, Abba Ima are considered to be a Chokhmah Bina, and so on and so forth. But so from all these 11 aspects of Patsufim and spheres, whatever you want to call them, they broke and dislodged these 11 aspects of Ketores, of Simamonim, which come into the parasha of Simamonim, the Hain. When you're saying the Simamonim, that is a koach valiya of the nitzus of kedoshos and leaving back the kali. Bekane, those are the inyanim. Okay, so that's where it starts. Vayin it says nekudas kesu last line. She akali she onu rotsim lachnia al ide akadish kedesh lo yachizu be aliyas olamos hem nimshoch me yudal simmoni akitoris shehu sod yudav yireyos izim vesod shtei oisus vav kedavayim. Meinian Zeh, on page to the next page, 2-5. Meinian Zeh, Nimshochim Akalim, Yud Alus in the morning. By Al Pi, Mashikosuba Rav, Be'etz Chaim Shaim Balochim. And Perik He. So the Arizal says as follows. Ve'at Nivayim Trilosan, Ech Ayu Be'ez Yitziyosim Rishonim, Be'heyosim Bli Tikun. Da, Ki Kasha Yotu Elu Ayud Nikudus. At the beginning, when these 10 spheres came out from the 9th act, Yotzu b'chinas oros hakelim. Omnam yotzu bilti tikun. V'lisibazu lo yochu l'akil lisbol ha'oros shlehem shem atzmus shebetocham v'nishmuru v'meisu k'nisku le'el v'zav Hashem. V'hine tam l'ze shelo yotzu ade ha'tikun v'lo yistihur l'shvir v'achakach yiyu ha'tikun. L'siba l'ze Ki betachlis a kavana hayel a hoti las bechinas klipas a chitzonin. Ki hein tzirichas ba'olam la tischar tov la tzadikim la anish rashoim. Shehaya ati livua v'achikach va'al yedei v'al kei yotzo nekudas anal bilti tikun kedei she'akilim shelem lo yochlu lisbos ha'oros v'yishburu v'shivrosam zuhi taharosam. Ki az yidbaru v'azama v'asigim shebehem nasu ha'klipos hem ha'temeos kasher hayu b'dato yizborach v'achga ha'chozat v'takun v'akidusha b'oysam v'akidusha b'oysam ha'kili nit'alu l'male al yedei ha'tikun. Because that's a beautiful synopsis of all of Kabbalah. The whole Indian of Avodas Hashem is all really in that little paragraph, fantastically written. Doesn't need my skama, but just the Indian of what I just said beforehand is that the Shvi'as HaKelim actually created all these Kalis. And Frank there, why did they just do the Tikkun Menube? Why did they have to bring out the Kelim, break them, and then create a whole Gantz of Metzias of what we live in the Metzias in order for us to do the Avodah? Why couldn't he just do the Tikkun himself? It says because he wanted to create it an Inyan of Ra in order to give Bechira, in order to give Schar. That's the whole Inyan. Okay, so now let's skip that part because of the translation I just translated for you. The next part is Mahem Yud Alis and Mamonim V'chein Mahem B'shtei Oises Vavke D'Shem Avaya V'chiluk B'neihem. Let's go more into detail about how this fits into the Yud Aleph Siman Aleph. And instead, Mashma Rabbi Zusheinu, V'vaat ha'ena Yud Aleph Siman Aleph v'shtei oises v'vav hei, sh'b'shem v'zei loshem kodsho. V'ena nu sh'b'mashu odatich ha'ki ha'yud Aleph Siman Aleph hem ha'chorayim sh'lemala sh'yodu be'ez mitas ha'malochim u'bitulam. What does that mean? Because we know as the spheres broke, as they were breaking, what broke? The Achorayim broke initially. The Yodu Achorayim Da'ar B'vim B'mok B'zun Shem Zayim Sfiros Achronois V'gam Hem B'china Shnei Oiz Yuzvav Kei Aniska Al Shem Havaya Ve'ilu Achorayim Shem Nichlo L'Mikhlal Zun V'chein Timsa Ki Ein Shum P'gam Tachton Magia El B'zun V'lo B'Avavim L'chein Tiknu Yudad Oiz Yuz B'shnei Tevas. Okay, so if you count all those letters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So Yizgadal, Yizgadash, count those letters with 11 letters. And that's a little bit of the first glimpse in the Kavanas of Kaddish, is that when you count those letters, 11, that corresponds to 11 letters, which corresponds to the Yud Aleph Siman Aleph, which corresponds to the Tikkun of the Kali. Because the Simonim actually came about from the breakage of the Zayim Malachim, Shezun, which was Zun Shemesu, Sheem Bchinas Beis Oisus Vavkei Shebeshem Avaya Gematria Yudav. Because we know the first Yud of the Avaya is what? It's Keneged Abba. The first Hey of the Avaya is Keneged what? Ima. Then the vav of the Avaya is keneged zan, and the hey achrona is keneged, it's keneged malchus. And since we're talking about it, intrinsically the malachim come from what's called the zayin malachim, which is zun, that's why we're interested in the fixing of the Avaya kaviyochol, making a tikkun in the vav ke of the Avaya. That's the sod of the vav. Okay, so now let's go weiter in the in the Kuzikasev, I'll read that again. V'nei yesh yudal simonim hem rem lezayim aloch dezun demeisu shem b'chim azat shtei osiyot vav kei shebashem arvai b'gimatra yudal v'chein nirmazu nirmaz b'yudal simonim zayim aloch dezun im dalet ha'mokhan da'ab v'ima v'yasut shenof lo imayem ari yudal. As I already told you, that's the cheshvan. Now, Yidbari Inyan Alpi Mashkos Varam Vashaorim, Vaikar Doa Ech Ayu Zayin. The Nasa Yudalev, remember, there's only Zayin. I mean, Zay is six spheres and Malchus is one. So you have seven. How do you come to one? 11. Ki Dalet Aru Bechlad Cheshman is the Dalet Aru Shemishbo Mina Achu Beayasu. That means Abrahim Abrog, that's one, two. Yisus Abba and Tuna is another two. That's four altogether. Four plus the seven is 11. נתחמו למעלה בזיים מלוכים, אלו עם מהם, והיו י' א'. ואת תתמי איך מחו, ואבו הקלי, כזור בחינה לבש בזור למטה, ויוס להם מוכרים באותם, בחינה נחשב כזור ממש. So this guy says, how can you, you're talking that from Abba Vima Kamkali? Abba Vima, the one of the highest Pasukim that we have, besides Arach and Ati, but the translation, how can you say they come with Kali? They are responsible for the Mokhin that give to Zah. Now, if you're saying that Abba Vima is Kali, then you're saying that the Mokhin that are given to Zah is Kali, and then Zah must be Kali. It doesn't make sense. So he says, Vahayim Yush Abba Bishanodish Midrush. הנקודים שאחרי אבא ואמא וישראל סבא לא נשבור אלא רק נופלו והצילוס עצמו וזו בחינה שיחה של האחוריים אומנם ישנה בחינה תוספת באחוריים אלו שהם יורדו בסוד ומוכים לזו ונעשה עצם מעצום עצם מעצמו דזו ממש וממילא בעצם מיסס מלוך בזו נכללת בחינה זו ואחרי אבא ואמא יעשו דימיים כי הם חלק מהם, אם כן, יהודה וסמונים הם זיים מלוך דמייסו, בתוספת בחינה זו, לדל האחרון דאב ואימא ויעשו, נזכל אל, כלל עם הם, ארי יהודה. So even though we know that אב ואימא, they broke, and יוסף סבא תמונה, they broke, but they only fell into Atzilus, and what we're speaking about, something completely different, זו falling into Asiya, בריאה, Asiya, Atzilus, יציר, and בריאה, so how can you combine both of them to make the Yud Aleph? Teres is another bechina of Abba Vima that also broke and fell into the Bia. So they're going to start Shtatif to Zun. That's what we're speaking about. That answers the question. And then this is the last piece by Behevdel Achilog Ben Yudal Simonim Levav Hesha Beshem Vayarav. So what's the connection between them? All Yirtze says the Arizah Ki Kavar Bianu Ki Yizgada Yizgadash Yesh Baem Achat. So we count the letters of his God, the Gadish is Yud Aleph. So the Kishem Abay Neomaz Ba Ina Shtei Chiburim. There's two Chiburim between Abba Viva Zun, Bedalid Oisius. See, say, excuse me, Vine. Bizman Golos Kiviochel. כביוכל, אין השם שולם ואין נקרא אלא בשם יודקה. כמו שקורא אותו, כי יד על כס קה. פוסק said, just over the page, that יד על כס קה, meaning that there is no שלמות without בית המקדש. ואיננו, כי הנה, כל הקהלי יוצאו מן הבירור ומדזיין מלוכי מלכי אדום, והנה הם סוד יוד א', לפי שהוא סוד זון, שהם בחינס זין מלוך של מייטב כנות. אמנם, אבא ואמא לא היו בהם בחינס מיסס מלוך. והנה, הזון הוא סוד שני אויסיוס אחרוינו של השם הוויד, שהם וווקי, שהם בחינס יוד א', כנגד הקליפוס שנזכרו ויוצאו משם. ומן השתי אויסיוס אלו נמשוכים להם ערה ומזון להם שרושם, ומשם כנזכר לאל. וזו הטעם שאין הכי זקה לי בשני אויסיוס י' כ' הראשונים של אבא ואמא, רק בשני אויסיוס ו' כ', והאחרונו שהם זום, וזו הטעם שאין הקליפ הקלי יכול להנעס מהבינה דאצילוס, ולמעלה כי בביה, the clippers can only stay בביה. ועדיין שמתאחסים קלי בקלי בכל היו צביל שלהם, אבל באצילוס אין להם הכי זה מבינה ולמעלה, לפי שאין שרושם במקור המשם, וזה סוד מה שקורת ורזל, דאין שם שולם, אין הכיסי שולם, והוא לפי שחצב הראשון של ה-UK, שם אבא, ואין לקליפוס אחיז בהם, ונשאול למעלה, אבל שני אוסיוס האחרון, זה וווקי, נאחוז מקליפוס, והם, ויש להם אוסי הרוחניוס, שהם יהוד אלו סבמון, מהכתור, שנמשך להם משם. Okay, so that's very simply put, is that we have a division over here. When the Inyan of the Shvira happened, which was the turning point for all of humanity, the future of humanity, it created a division in the Shem Hashem. Yud Kei stayed above the red line, and the Vav Kei was below the red line. What do I mean by the below the red line? Meaning there was a division between the world of Atzilus, which is the Elokus. The Yud Kei stayed there, which represented Abba V'Ima. But the Bonim, which is the Vavke, which is Zun, fell into the lower world of Bia. And that's where all the Kali started. And they represent Vavke, which is 11. That's the Yud Aleph Simon that we're speaking about. And then he said, "Va'ayim shakari atzman yotzum ha'oisa bechinas bechina biruim shelo yochol libarim me'azayim melochim kimo shelamad me'el bevetz chaim shakolim shamelochim." A biruim the zun em yudal siman mekitoriz the zun atzman em avav keish em. So it's all one in the same thing. V'ze mashgos v'rav kan shem shtei oisa zivav keish nechos mekado behind usha chius akali shem. Yud Alus is one of Ketores, the Chiyus and Yud Alus is one of Ketores, Hem Mevav Kei. So that's the way it works. The Kali are yoining from the Simonim, and the Simonim is Shos and Shoma, is from the Vav Kei.
But how did the Kali get created then?
And the Vav Kei, by the way, is the representative of Zohar. Sorry?
How did they get created then?
They were created through being part and parcel of Zav and Nukva. In Zav and Nukva, there's some impurities, and that's what they have to break. And the Shriel, the Zayim Melochim Shemesu, and that's the whole Parshas Edom. And then, when they broke, the Soilis came out, Kiviyoko, Soloshim Ve'arizal, and created the Kali. And now our job is to build the Paltufim without the Kali. Well, B'Shah Kavon has come, Kassel V'Zoiz B'Ksar, V'Ula Be'etz Chaim Shah Kali, Shah Memches, Perik Adav called Zoid Mufush, and he says, "Hine, Bezman Golus as Kiviyov LeEin Hashem Shalom LeFish Ozun Shem Shei Oisus Vavke Achron Hem Nifodim Mimena Abba VeEma Shem Oisus Yudke Shiyodu Numat Meem Nimshach Ara Elakali Yaan Shvoshal Hem Misha VeHem Meirim BaEm Mechayim Oisam VeSod Yudav Siman VeKitor SheEm Achiyu Tekali VeRuchn Yusam." Asher nimshuchu shtei oisus vavke kinizkadeh v'em yudalav v'chinas m'shem vavke ayurad shal. V'kasher oylem azul nimale ad oylem atzilus mitchavri ma'im abba v'im ha'shem yudke az mistalkilim mistalkin ha'olim gamkim lemale yudalav s'mamay ha'ktoria she'em chiyus ha'kali asher nimshuchu min ha'vavke v'az ha'kali nitvadlu v'az hem as Hashem, Allah, Elyon, Nase Shom. So, you're raising up Zun, you're raising up the Simonim, and Simonim is the food for the Kalim. Kalim just are like the peel of an apple. What happens when the apple is separated from the peel? It will just dry up. That's Bilal Mavad LaNetzach. In Kenan Dag Mekad, Shesh Gimel B'chinas Ve'elohem, Zun Atzmo Hashem Vav Kesh V'Hashem. Number two is Biru Zun, Zayim Melochim, the Zun Shem Yud Alef Simonim. And the third Bechina is Dekali. But I don't say because Shmele Eliyahu Le'areim, that's Eliyahu Mani, Zatzal, Dav Shin Chaf Hei. Now, we're going to continue our Inyan over here of Sedek Kamonos Dalet, Oiz Dalet Tevis, Yizgadim Yizgadim Shemir Rabo, Alpi Mashlamadna. So now we're going to look more practically into Kaddish, how this fits in. So here we go. Now, meaning, Kavanas a Kaddish hu l'salik v'lasir oysa ruchin yoshem yudav simonim shmehem. Our topic by St. Kaddish is to remove the Kali which are being yearning for the simonim, as we just said. V'zinase aladei alos shtei oysa zvavkei. We're raising up the vavkei which represents Zun Bekitzur ad abavim shen yudkei. UK being in Atzilus and the Vavke being in Asir. Ve'az itchavu imayim, ve'al ideke itbatu like Klippos. Ve'ze ma shekos v'yigadal v'yizkada shemei rabba. Pirush, ki Hashem shel ha-UK ha-ramos b'milas shemei. Remember, we're taking the UK is Abba v'ima in Atzilus. The Vavke is Zun, which in the lower worlds. So we're calling on Shemei, that means the Yudke, which is in the word Shemei. Abavim, it was not Shehen Yudke, Shem Abavim, Sheyu, Shem Yudke Rabba. We're going to increase the force of Rabba, of Yudke, which is Abavim. Vezu alidin chabo im, Shnei Oysius, Achronis Vavke, Validay came, Ye Hashem Godol Shalom. Okay, do you understand? So Shemei Rabba mean to increase the name, meaning from simple Yud-K to uplifting the Vav-K, and you make the Shem, which is Yud-K, Rava. Chav? Good, no? Ki be'od ha'oysters elu nifrodus zu mezu chazosholem ein Hashem sholem gobo. ולכן נסגד על שמו של י"ק ויעשה רבו. ולכן, it's nice touch in the world. ולכן יש י"ארז אויסיוס. ששתי תיבות ראשונות זה יסגדה ויסגדה, יש לאור הזה עד שני אויסיוס ו"ק. שהם גמרת י"א, שיעלו על שני אויסיוס י"ק. התחבו היו שם א' גודל, שם אחד גודל שלם. ואז בעל אויסיוס זם, שם לא יהיה כוח וקל ללעלו עד שני אויסיוס י"ק. So that's what you're doing. You're saying now Yisgada v'Yisgadash, which is 11 letters. 11 letters represents what? Zoom. Zoom. Why? Because in Zoom you have the four parts of Avivim. I used to say Tvuna. That's four plus the Zayin spheres of Zoom. That's 11. So in Zoom you have the 11. So you're saying these 11 letters Yisgadash, and you're raising up Shemei, which is. You're making the name greater, meaning that the name is split now. You have Yud Kev up there and Vav Kev down there, so you're making the Shem greater by bringing it up and leaving the Kalib just to perish. Od Yudze Kikval Nid Bayer Etzleinu Ke Yud Kev Oysios Yesh B'Yizgad V'Yizgad Shemar B'Daz Anitzut Echad Shele Kedusha Shiesh B'Toch Yud Sfirot D'Kali Lechiusam. וכן המצאים הוא לסלקו משם כדי להכניע הקהל. יש תקן לקמפליט חיוס אוב לקהל. גם הבונס לא שיסגדה, הוא סלומה ירום ויסגדה ויסתר לקניץ וזה חיוס בתוך הוא יכניס ויכנס למעל ויתחל ועם הקדוש וזו היסגדש. So, יסגדה means to raid, יסגדש is to make the name great. ובמוקם עליוסו הוא למעלה וזיים החולס הקדושה הנודעים הכל לילים היו צפירס של הקדושה כנודע וכנגד זה אומרים שמי רבא כי יש בהם, שבהם זיין אויסיוס שהם מוקם עליה. So you're going to raise it up those זיין אויסיוס to complete the name. So he says קוסם כאן בקצובה שאנו, then he summarizes, שאנו מכוונים על ידי הקדיש לסלק את הרוחני שם יהודה וסמונה מהקדיש ידידי שאנו מכוונים לאלו את שתי אויסיוס ובקי שם זום. Where are you bringing Zoom to? You bring this יהודה וסמונה, bring it up to the יוד קי, שם אבא ואימא, which are not צילס. And automatically, אז נסבל זה קל, כי אינו יכולים לאלו את עד שתי אויסיוס יוד קי. Because the קל, we know it can't, the קל cannot go up to הצילס at all. אמנם לא יסבי כאן קיצה נסתר לכם היוד אלו סמונה מהקל ילדי הכוונוס עליאס שתי אויסיוס ובקה ליוד קי או מה הקשר בין זה לזה אולם זה אקספלינס על פי מה שביאנו לער בשם רבינו מאיר אליהו ממה שלמדנו ביצחיים שעה קלים ושמם חספר קלף יובן שפי ששתי אויסיוס יוד קי שבשם שהם יוזון הם משפיעים האורה יוד על זמנים שהם ברור איזו. So there's a השפעה of the letters יוד כי are very powerful שבשם שהם זון, which we're representing זון, and they are משפיע the יוד על זמנים in the יוד על זמנים, which is the בירורים of like the שמורים of זון, and the יוד על זמנים משפיעים על הלקלי. And that's how we can receive the שפר. זו שקוס וזו לשונה, וכאשר עולה הזור למעלה, עד עולה מסיס מדברים עם אבבה בשם יוד א', יוד קי. אז מסתלקים ועולים גם כן למעלה יוד א' סמונה מכתור שהם חיוס הקלי אשר נמשכו מן אבב קי. ואז הקלי נדברים ואז הם עולים נעשה שלום. אז השם עליון, נעשה שלום. לפי מה שקוסם שם נסבר, מה שקוסם בדרושנו והוא שאנו מכוונים לאלוס את שתי אויסיוס וו קי ליוד קי וממנו עולים גם כן יוד אף סמונים שמאימהם ואז הקלים נשארים בלי חיוס כי אינו יכולים לאלוס עד שתי אויסיוס יוד קי נסגרים נשארים בלי חיוס מתבטלים. So he's just repeating himself over and over, same theory over and over again. Okay, yeah. Now, סדר כוונוס דלת היבוס יהי שמי רבה לרבין רשע זיה ונעשור מסידו הקודש. Now we're going to do, we've learned extensively the union of Yisgadah and Yisgadash, the first two words. Now we're going to read the rest of the Kaddish, which is, Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevorach Le'alam Ul Me'al Mayach. Now, Kotzel Rashad Ziyah Benashon Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Yechavim Shvar Godol Ve'akadosh Hazeh Beloshen Targum Lachnia Kalevi Batlam. That's what we learned already. That's why we're saying Targum. So they can understand what's the power which is involved here and be afraid and leave. Ve'leval Ve'aloy Tzitz and to do a Maisub Biur because we're raising up the Kedusha from the Simmonim. Lados mitochem et zayuda al mine kedusha shenishon v'em zayim malchiyo zezum vavke v'lechav v'moishez yudke ma'am v'im shem mochim v'mochim v'im. So that's exactly what we said before. Em kem l'amadu b'revein v'achna akali nazis al yedi biru yudah b'chinas kedushin me'akali l'arusim me'a yudke vavke l'mochim shalem shem yudke avavim v'ata kasha alo kvar nizbaru yudah v'simonim me'akali al yam yas akitoiris. Oh, that's a good kash. Frank Tishem and Sosim. A good kash here. We're saying that Kaddish, we're harping on, the Arizal keeps on saying, we're giving a shtikler here, a shtikler there, to tell us that the Kaddish does the job of lifting up the ketores, which is the food for the Kaddish. We're as simple as that. Anybody can understand that. Now, the problem with that is that if that's the case, if Kashish is doing that job, then what is Ketoriach doing? Ketoriach and Kaddish are two different yinon, right? If the Kaddish is taking away the chiyus to the Kali via the Ketoriach, so what is the Ketoriach doing there? And more than that, what is the inyan of all the other inyonim that we do before Kaddish? Is it Mekonam? And these Mishnais that we read? What's all Tachas of all that? Kaddish is after all that. So Rabbeinu Meir Eliyahu Mevaya Shibir V'Nas Shabiru Anasi Al Yedei Kaddish Ve'Oyle L'Abba V'Ima V'Hem Mitakenim Oyso U'Mamshichim Es Oyso V'Sod Mochim L'Zun Mochim L'Zun Shem Biru Ha'Pchotin Nibar V'Kaddish V'Ein Lo V'Ein Lo Keshel L'Tfilo whatsoever. So it says a really beautiful thing that really it's not true. When we're going to say Anav Koach L'Moshe, we're going to say Ishe Reach Nechuach, and we're going to say the what the other Indian is and the Ketores, the Zayin Mishnayos of the Ezer Mekoma. All these things is tremendous Kabbalistic powers to raise up the Nitzutzim which are there Misheshes Me'Ebreishes, and even before that the Zayin Melochim. So the Kaddish is, what is Kaddish's place in all this? Zok der Zoi. Kaddish's place is over here, is to do the Makom Patish. And the Chanami, the Aliyah and the killing of the Klipas happening under the Ketores Losho. Kaddish is the Makom Patish. We're going to take these Birurim and attach them back to where they were Mekedem to Abba V'Ima.
Surely that's that goes to the question. That was what Ketores did.
No, Ketores did the actual removing from the Kali. Now the Mitle Toli Kilo Bemsa Avir.
Well, it's not strong enough.
And the Kav, no, it's not. That's the job. Just to do the actual Biwo, Maisa Boil, to separate good from bad. And the Kaddish is now to come in after the Shlav Acher and to raise it up and bring it up to the, and make a chiv between Zun and Abba V'Ima.
So you should need a Kaddish Badafka after Keturah then.
Okay, but that's not its place because the Maisa Bill is not finished until Ezel Mekoma.
Okay, so after Ezel Mekoma. So
that's the Svardim that can do that. Svardim say Kaddish right after Ezel Mekoma. And then they have Hodu and that's a new Pasha altogether. But straight after that, they're not coming out.
That's not the other
two. What? They're, no, they
don't. Kaddish Rabbon.
They say, okay, so there, that answers your question. Okay, so after straight after these.
No, but that doesn't answer any of the other Kaddish.
No, we're talking about the first Kaddish.
This is all Bedafka.
Yes. This is the first Kaddish was done. Once you bring it up, you brought it up, right? Okay. Now, v'Rabbeinu Re'eim, b'Sevet Tzedek, so your Kaddish would be then, obviously, then the, what are you doing in the other Kaddish, right? We'll see about that. Now, v'Rabbeinu Re'eim, okay, so I think it's getting late. So we're going to stop it here right after this question, that, and we'll start next year to continue from page 227. Shkoyach.